With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannon. Welcome to a Friday edition, hour number two of What's on Your Mind. The reason we call the program What's on Your Mind is because the program is yours. It's as much or more about your opinions than it is ours. And 800-228-0550 is that toll-free telephone number where you can tell us. 701-258-0550. If you go to whatsonyourmindradio.com, you'll get a nice easy link to our Facebook page where folks are weighing in as we speak, as well as a way to connect to us directly anonymously, even if you'd like. Submit your questions or comments right there. 701-258-0550. And we have a full bank of phone calls. Kent in Bismarck, Caleb in Tioga, Kathy in Munich, Mark in Grand Forks, Bob in Minot. So we're going to just get right to it. Back to the phone calls. Wayne Stanjum, the Attorney General of North Dakota, will join us at the bottom of the hour. Welcome your calls for him. We're going to talk about the backlog of concealed carry permit requests. We're going to talk about lawsuits against the EPA. We're going to talk about protecting some development from protected places list for oil development that he's working on with others. But welcome your calls, questions, comments on any issue for the Attorney General at the bottom of the hour. But in the meantime, just answer the question. What's on your mind? Whether you want to take our normal or nuts survey or weigh in on anything else, it's welcome. Kent Bismarck, first to go. Welcome to the program, Kent.
Morning. I really have a situation that I debated whether I should call you or not because I love my hospital, and which is St. Alexius. And but as a veteran, I was told a few weeks ago that I need to be seen by the Veterans Administration each year, otherwise I may lose my benefits. So I went in 2 weeks ago Friday, and I went to the Veterans Clinic in Bismarck, and they did the tests on me, and, you know, everything's fine, until about 7:30 in the evening. And, of course, that's not a really good time to have a doctor call you, which happened. I had a doctor from Fargo, from the VA clinic, call me. And tell me, he said, Kent, he said, whatever you're doing, we would like you just to lay it down, have your wife take you to the emergency ward at, you know, wherever your hospital is. And, of course, that's scary as all get out. And I said, what's up? And he said, well, your blood work is just really messed up. And he said, it could be an error, but we don't believe that. We have to, you know, cover all bases. And he said, please go down there right away and get this taken care of. Well, I called my hospital, St. Alexius, and I told him I was coming down. And I made mention of the fact that a doctor from the VA in Fargo just scared the crap out of me. I mean, he was very nice, but he said, you have to do this right now. And he said, don't do anything else. You just get down there. And, you know, as a businessman, I make calls and I do things, and I call down to St. Alexius, and I told them that I was coming down to have this blood work done. And the individual that was there on the desk told me that I could not do that. They did not have the money. I explained to her about the doctor from the Veterans Administration calling me, and I was told that they did not have the money, and it just cost too much. Now, apparently the young person or whoever it was does not know that you know, I would have paid for it out of pocket and so on. But I was so taken back that I didn't know what to do. And so I put the phone down and I talked to my wife and I said, they're not going to receive me in the emergency ward. And they said that they didn't have the money. And so I sat there and I had to wait till the next morning, till the clinic opened up. And I did not go to sleep. I just sat in a chair waiting to die. And when I went in, I got it. Fortunately, I got a hold of John Erickstad, who is a great doctor. And when I got into the clinic in the morning, he says, you know, Kent, he said, I've had one other situation like this with the reading wasn't correct. And he says, we'll do the test again. And of course, the test came out in my favor, and which was good. My problem that I have is I waited all night long. I sat in a chair waiting to die. And
now, what would I'm curious, Ken, did the doctor, when you told him this story, that, you know, your VA doctor said, get into the ER immediately, you called just to, as a courtesy to say, I'm coming and I'm concerned, and they said, don't come, we won't take you. Did your doctor have any opinion of what happened to you, having to wait till the next day to go to the walk-in clinic?
That would never have happened if it would have been a doctor. The problem was you don't get to a doctor. They can't, you know, they're so busy, they can't take the phones. So St. Alexius hires people that answer the phones and direct traffic and so on. And
but generally they give pretty good advice. You know, I mean, to me, if you're calling saying, my VA doctor said, get in immediately to ER because of these tests, you know, they'd say, get in here, we'll figure it out. Instead, you got bureaucracy. That's bizarre. Have you had any kind of an answer from St. Alexius on why you were told that?
This morning I've had three calls. And I haven't had them prior to that, and I don't understand that.
Are they explaining it to your satisfaction? Are they telling you what happened? Did somebody mess up? Did they?
Yeah. They said somebody messed up, and they said this is good because we'll take care of it in the future. My problem is it took me almost 4 or 5 days. I was in kind of a funk. And I just don't want any other veterans. And I believe it was because I'm a veteran. Even though I have money and I have Blue Cross Blue Shield and I have copays and all that, that person didn't ask that. I don't know that for a fact, but I believe because I'm a veteran, and I want all veterans to know out there that you don't be like I am. Stand up for your rights. I guess I really was kind of pushed over on that thing, and I just don't want to see anybody else have a problem like I had, because it was mentally, it was just terrible.
Well, the undue stress that is involved with that is enough to cause enough medical issues, but do you feel that it was a case of somebody assuming that, oh, well, here's a veteran, so we got to deal with government pay out of this, and that you're not a normal, we don't have to deal with normal insurance?
None of us veterans are normal.
Well, we'd be lost without you, though, defending freedom every day.
You.
But I mean, it sounds like that she thought, oh, you were trying to use your VA coverage in an ER, and she's saying you couldn't do it rather than dealing with an emergency. But I'm glad that they at least admit somebody screwed up. We'd be happy to follow up, too, and make sure the VA gets information out on emergency situations. I mean, it's the United States of America. You got an emergency, you go to an ER, and you get treated, period, regardless of whether you have VA insurance, Blue Cross Blue Shield, or ability to pay yourself. So you got bum information. But
exactly. And I really am glad that you have a forum where people can call in and share situations that happen so that they probably won't happen again. And I'm sure I love St. Alexius. I mean, I love the hospital. They just have to make some changes there and make sure that people understand that your veterans are people too.
Well, thank you very much, Kent, and you know, we'll look into that. We'll get somebody from the VA on and find out what exactly the course of action is. Thanks for your phone call. Have a great weekend. Kathy in Munich, what's on your mind today?
Wondered with the what I call the Unaffordable Uncaring Act, doesn't anyone see the specter of euthanasia on the horizon, especially with Kathleen Sebelius, as she should... that she should have the last word about who lives and who dies. When she was in Kansas, Kathleen Sebelius had some important job, and the people from Kansas had George Tiller working there, and he's the one that was doing the partial birth abortions. That's where babies were late-term babies, and when they were down in the lower part of the birth canal, he would hold their head in the womb, in the birth canal, and stick a scissor in the skull and drain the fluid out of the brain, and then he wouldn't be held liable for murder because the baby was still inside the mother. And the state hated that, so they had a, I think it was like a referendum or whatever, on the ballot anyway. They defeated George Tiller's methods and stuff and banned that partial birth abortion. And Kathleen Sebelius, as a higher up in the government, did her end run around and got him reestablished.
Yeah, she, and by the way, he's since been convicted and just a horrible situation, but she was governor in Kansas and he was a big donor to her. There were a number of ties there. It's a sad situation. The bishop, she's Catholic, the bishop in Kansas has barred her from having communion in the church. It's so bad. So you're right, Kathy. Appreciate the call. More coming up.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in and relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennin. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight. Body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollenburst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. FlagFamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, Youngevity link.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennin. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem on the backlog of concealed carry requests. Also, the lawsuit against the EPA. And, well, we're going to get that list of places protected from future oil development. That is all part of the program. Also, your calls, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Caleb in Tioga, what's on your mind today? Caleb, are you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yep. Go ahead, Caleb. What's in your mind today?
All right. I've had two air ambulance rides in the northwest corner of North Dakota, and I've spent a lot of time in Med Center 1 in Bismarck, and with the grace of God and the help of those people, I'm still up and walking and busy as I've ever been. I'm a small business owner, and there's so many people up in Tioga that totally agree with you, and we would be honored to have you come up here and have a Freedom Fest. And what I'm offering is I'll give you my cell number, and when it works out for you guys, call me. I will arrange and pay the rent for the All Season or for the Farm Festival building, and just put ads in the paper, do whatever we got to do to get this place just filled up and you guys up here.
You know, Caleb, we get a call a day or two off the air with invites to come up there for different events. So, you know, we'll mark you down as the one to officially push this over the edge to circle it and get it down on the calendar. So hang on, Aaron will get your information off the air, and we'll connect up with you. And we'll come on up to the Farm Festival building in Tioga. Been there many times. There was a North Dakota Petroleum Council Cook Fest. I think that might have been the first or second year. Was one of them. They rotate every year to two different locations. Was there. It was an absolute blast, and that was probably, I don't know, 08 maybe? I can't remember. But anyway, been there many times since, and really appreciate the good folks in and around Tioga. So thanks for the invite. We'll be happy to come back. You'll come, Steve, won't you?
Absolutely. Invite me up. I'll be there.
So thanks, Caleb. We'll get your information, and we'll be at Farm Festival building in Tioga. Circled on the calendar. Chris in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. You know, one of the things that we're being told now that people that have, and my wife, incidentally, is one who lost her insurance because it no longer qualifies, is that there were substandard policies, and what Obamacare is going to give you is so much better now. Well, I decided, let's put a pencil to that, see if it's really true. If you look at a basic bronze plan, the premium varies from $4,000 to $5,000 a year. It has a deductible of $4,000 to $5,000 and a copay of 30% to 40%. So let's take a single person, 29 years old, can't be on their parents' insurance anymore, and decides to get one of these plans. And suppose he even qualifies for the subsidy, so he gets a premium of maybe, you know, $100 or so a month, and he says he can afford that. Well, let's say he has an appendicitis and has to go in for hospitalization and an appendectomy procedure. Well, he's going to have to come up with $4,000 or $5,000 of deductible, plus 40% copay on the difference of $10,000. He's got to come out of pocket $8,000 to $9,000 for that procedure. Well, he couldn't even afford the premium on the policy in the first place without a subsidy. So he's still going to end up on the emergency room door on our nickel. They just don't work.
Here's what wound up with a lot of defaults.
Well, yeah, and that was the reason now, right? The idea was, okay, there's people uninsured, and therefore they're costing all of us money. They can't afford to pay, to your point, Steve, on defaults. You know, if we would have just taken the amount of people that were uninsured because they, you know, not because they chose to be uninsured, because a lot of people are in that category, right? They just make a decision, and I'm gonna roll the dice. But people who truly want insurance that can't afford it, you know, take that number and figure out some kind of a program. Instead, we've disrupted the entire healthcare system, one of the best in the world, and have an absolute meltdown. And Jeb Bush was in Fargo yesterday, the former governor of Florida, and he made a point that I thought was pretty good. He said, "This Obamacare, even just the website, it's an international embarrassment." I mean, think of this: the greatest country in the face of the earth, and we can't get a website to work, for crying out loud, for people to get the, you know, health care insurance, not to mention the cost factor you brought up, Chris. I agree with you.
Yeah, well, and I just think a person like that's going to look at that and is going to say, well, look, if that happens to me, I'm medically bankrupt if I buy the insurance, so why don't I just keep the $1,200 or $2,400 a year that I paid for the premium, keep that in my pocket, and if it happens to me, I'm medically bankrupt either way. So, and that's why they won't get the numbers they need.
Well, a report coming out today on the first day of the exchanges, six people were actually able to sign up now. That's come out in the news this morning. Six people nationally when the exchanges were first up and running. You know, a lot of that was because of the website crashes, but how many people just didn't go? They didn't look at it.
To that point, Steve, a lot of the states that have their own exchanges, they're independent of healthcare.gov. In other words, not involved in the website meltdown, but had their own websites that were working perfectly, like New York. I mean, a handful. I think New York had 21 first week. So it is being soundly rejected. It's a debacle, and it's not what it was advertised. It was not what is promised. You like your health care, you can keep it. Chris's point is that's happening to folks all over. Some are losing it, and some that keep it have a worse deal. Appreciate the call, Chris. Thanks a bunch. Ken, Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to add to the veteran's call-in relevant to the service he got from the VA in Fargo. I had a similar experience, and mine was a little more in-depth. They thought I was in a critical situation, too, so they called me at night. And, they called the police department, and the police came up and got me out of bed and said that I had to go to the emergency room immediately. I didn't believe them, so I called Fargo, and Fargo said, yeah, you have a problem, blood problem. So I went to the emergency room, and they took care of things down there. They said it wasn't really that bad a problem. You know, I could have waited till the following day. But anyhow, afterward, the VA in Fargo refused to pay for the emergency room care.
What in the world? They send you to the ER and they don't pay for it.
They forced me to go to the emergency room. They had the police come up here, and the police said, no, you got to go, and we're going to take you, or you have to drive down, and we'll follow you. And they did, too. They made sure that I went down there.
Wow.
Because apparently Fargo said that I was probably going to die from my situation.
Unbelievable. Ken, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Carl in Minot. Carl, what's on your mind? Quickly.
Yeah, that's quite a deal he's talking about. Like I said, I was born in Massachusetts. I went in the military. I went in the Marine Corps. They're talking about the age of people going into service and stuff like that. Well, I celebrated my 17th birthday in Korea. And I got there about 20 days default the prime in May is when I got there. And in June, I celebrated my 17th birthday. And one thing I will say, it's very true. I was too young to vote. I couldn't have a beer, but I sure in hell could kill people. And
But you obviously fibbed about your age to serve your country, Carl, is what you did, right?
Yes, because my buddies are going ahead of me, and I couldn't stand that.
That's amazing. you vets are amazing. And somebody called last hour and thought we got into this discussion because we talked about the age of smoking being proposed for a change to 21 in New York City. So you think 18 is a good age, or you think it's too young?
Well, I don't know. I think it's if you're responsible.
There you go. Carl, God bless you. Thanks for your service. We appreciate it very much. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Are you up for some paranormal investigation? Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, is hosting their fourth annual paranormal investigation. The famous author and investigator, Adrian Lee. It's the weekend of November 8th and 9th. And they put together a great deal for you to take advantage of it. $299 per room, two nights lodging in a classic room for two people. That's right. So $299 gets you two nights. You can meet and greet the author, Adrian Lee. They have an EVP recorder for every room, information on how to use the equipment and conduct your own investigation, and two evenings of active investigating of the Chase Hotel. They also have a courtesy late checkout for those of you on the package as well, so you can take advantage of a late night and a late checkout. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend is November 8th and 9th. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code GHOST, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend, November 8th and 9th, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinlan. We're going to chat with Attorney General Wayne Stengem and welcome your calls, questions, and comments for him on any and all topics straight ahead. We have a couple of questions that we've received some calls about. One was on the concealed carry permit request backlog, and also on the question of the list of areas that would be prevented from oil development. That list is being worked on. Also some lawsuits against the EPA that I'm kind of interested in. So looking forward to chatting with the Attorney General, and welcome any questions or comments you have for him in just a moment. A few folks been waiting here a while, including Bruce and Horwood. And since we have the Attorney General waiting, we're going to ask you just to go quickly get you in before we get to our guest. Bruce in Harwood, North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, you know, this whole Obamacare thing is going to put a lot of people homeless, including myself. I'm currently paying insurance on a child in another state, paying child support. They sent me a letter saying, if my plan's no good, I have to buy their state insurance for my child. The premium's three times what I'm paying now. I'm paying $270 a month for that child. Now I'm going to pay almost $700 a month premium at a $5,000 deductible. If that's not enough, North Dakota's child support, this is wonderful how government works, North Dakota's child support is implemented. They take your month, take your child support out of your employer deducted. Well, now because of that, I had to get a second job because of the increased expenses of Obamacare. Well, now they're going to take the same order from both employers. So now instead of paying $650 a month, I'm paying $1,500 a month in child support. I don't have anything left. I can't pay my bills. In a couple months, I'm going to be in foreclosure. I'm not going to have a vehicle to drive. I'm not going to have to be able to feed myself. Now where we got ourselves? You got another person on the street. Another problem. And this is ridiculous. This is insane. We're destroying ourselves.
Wow. I'm
just creating more problems. Yeah.
Oof.
Just creating more problems. Bruce, thanks for the phone call. Quickly, Ray in Washburn, what's on your mind today?
Oh, thank you. I want to read this article to you in the Bismarck Tribune. In the fine print on page 2, please note that the home delivery of our Thanksgiving Day edition will be priced with the added premium rate of $3. Home delivery subscribers will see a reduction in their subscription length to offset their premium rates. The Bismarck Tribune is going to charge everybody $3 extra for the Thanksgiving Day paper. I tried to contact the Tribune of somebody, some authority, and the reason I got from a lady was, well, we're going to put extra advertising in the paper, therefore it's going to cost you more to get the paper. And I asked her, don't you charge these advertisers? Can you believe they're going to charge every home delivery subscriber $3 extra for the Thanksgiving newspaper? Because there's more advertisement in it? You know, I think they
do that because they total up all the coupon savings in there, and if you know and plus it's really thick, so it's obviously, I suppose, a little more difficult. I don't know, but you don't buy it, huh? You're thinking that's not a reason to pay more for the Tribune, Ray?
Let's put it this way. They're charging every one of these people that advertise in the newspaper. And half the time, I don't get all the advertisement because you know what they told me? Well, if we run out, then a lot of people don't get the Kmart advertisement or the Best Buy or whatever. I really think you should get somebody on your program from the Bismarck Tribune that they can explain why they're going to charge. Can you imagine how much money they're going to make on this deal? And
we'll
they're
do,
also going to charge the people.
Just for you, Ray, we're going to do that, okay? Ray? Ray's gone. Mark that down, Steve. That's on our list, right? We'll invite the Bismarck Tribune on to find out why they're charging. Maybe we maybe that's a good first question for the Attorney General of the great state of North Dakota. Does this rise to the level of an investigation to find out how it is that, you know, they're pricing the newspaper, Mr. Attorney General?
You know, I was not aware of that until this very minute. Did you catch what Ray said that notice was in the paper?
Yesterday's, I believe.
Was it yesterday? Okay.
I believe he said yesterday.
Look at it. I can't tell you anything right off the top of my head about it.
That's just silly, though. Attorney General Wayne Stengem joining us on the program. Welcome back to the program.
Sure.
First of all, the initial reason we called you back on the show was there seems to be a little bit of a backlog of concealed carry permit requests. Where are we at on those? Is there a backlog? Where's the state running on those requests?
Oh, yes, there's a backlog. We're making some progress on it. But what happened was that during the legislative session, I went in and said that based on the dramatic increase in numbers of applications for concealed weapons licenses, we needed additional staff, which the legislature did. They gave us 1.5 full-time equivalent positions, and that we thought would be adequate for meeting the need that we have. And then what happened after the legislative session was that instead of seeing a typical 10, maybe 15 applications come in every day, we started to see 100 to 300 coming in every day, and it just created an enormous backlog for us. In fact, so far this year, we have more applications for concealed weapons permits than we had all of last year. And all of last year was more than double what it was the year before that. So in 2008, for example, we had about 2,000 or so applications. And last year we had 12,000, and we have about that number again this year. So what I did was I met with the folks from BCI and I said, we need to get into overdrive here and have an action plan to get on top of that. So what we're doing now is we have, instead of one person processing these applications, which we had 4 or 5 years ago, we now have 6 people who are working on it. 3 full-time, or 4 full-time, 2 part-time, and I've even directed some folks from other divisions in my office to go over and help. And we also enlisted the help of a group called the RSVP, the Retired Senior Volunteer Program, and they come in 3 times a week. There's a group of those folks that come in on a volunteer basis to help us do some of the processing, opening the letters, filing, and some of the things that they can do. So we have a real team working on it together with an action plan to get this up to speed, so we've got these licenses coming out.
If you have any questions for North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Where are these extra requests coming from? Was there a magic number? Was there a date? Is it just the increased population in North Dakota? Where is this?
Well, I think it's a combination of all of those factors, that the number of people coming into the state want them, because 85% of our applications are brand new ones. And there's a number of reasons for it. There's a lot of people who are entrepreneurs who are out teaching classes for people who want to get those class 1 concealed weapons licenses, and they promote their service, which is a fine and perfectly legal and justifiable thing. But when they promote it, of course, they also encourage people to make their application. In addition to that, every time there is talk on the federal level about further restrictions on gun ownership, we see a corresponding increase in the number of applications that we get in here in North Dakota. And so after the Newtown shooting, there was a lot of talk on the federal level of restrictions on purchasing, having purchasing or owning firearms. There's that United Nations treaty that the folks are talking about that is coming down the pike. When those things happen on a national level, people start to get nervous and our applications shoot up. And so, and then in addition to that, we met with local law enforcement who previously had a role in taking applications and processing and then forwarding to us the applications for the licenses. And they asked that they be taken out of that loop to eliminate the middleman because they basically were doing kind of the same things we were. And so we agreed with that. This frees up some time for them, but it creates a real workload for us. Fortunately, I think just looking on the horizon, we tend to see a real increase traditionally in the late spring, over the summer, and that tends to decrease as the late fall and winter comes along. And if that happens, then that will help us enormously. We'll get up to speed. The legislature also gave us money for a computer program, which will be very helpful because if you apply for a license now, you can go online and download the form, but you have to mail it in. And you have to mail it in with your fingerprints if you want a class one license and with, and we have to obtain criminal background checks and all those kinds of things. But if you make a mistake, we have to look at it. We have to find the mistake, mail it back. The customer has to send it back into us. So it's a real paperwork nightmare. If we can get an online program so that just like when you buy something from a store online, if you forget to put in that security number on your credit card, it tells you right then. And that will help enormously. We'll have that up and running in the next few months as well. So that will help. So I think there's a light at the end of the tunnel. But I appreciate everybody's willingness to just bear with us a little bit so we can take care of this incredible backlog that we've seen.
Full bank of calls with questions here, so we're going to get to those right now. And Kurt and Bismarck, you're first for the Attorney General. Go ahead.
My dear friend Wayne, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Wayne, I'm calling in. I'll be very brief. First of all, I want to recognize the fact that I believe you're the best public official that the state has had for a long time.
I didn't tell this guy to call in. I don't think he is.
Check's in the mail? Well, all right.
You told me beforehand that the check may be in the mail. So but our attorney general has been flooded with the new problem up here, and everybody enjoys the dollars that are up here in the Bakken, but the law enforcement situation, and he's more aware of it than I am, is especially in a highway scenario, is really pretty dangerous. My question, Wayne, and I'm not putting you on the spot, is what are the future plans for the State Highway Patrol and DEA and other circumstances? And I'm going to hit you a quick anecdote. In the last 2 weeks, I've had law enforcement come to my house and tell me to get my gun and watch my home because an individual on meth was cruising the territory with an AK-47. I'm getting real uncomfortable about that, and I just like to hear of what's our future plans of dealing with this, the meth, and now the word is that heroin is cheaper than meth, and that's being used through these areas.
And I just nudge in to let Wayne know we got less than a minute to the break, so quick answer if you could.
Well, just so that the caller knows, we are working very closely both with the federal and the local law enforcement agencies to team up and deal with all of these kinds of things. There can be no question that there are lots of serious law enforcement issues that are going on out there. Last session I went in and explained what I thought was happening out there. The legislature appropriated additional money for additional BCI agents for my office.
Wayne, we're up against the break. We'll let you finish on when we come back to the break. Also, your phone calls, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. It's What's on Your Mind.
I know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken that costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look, because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote, and you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings and they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. The North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world, and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bach and Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
We're Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hanna. This is What's on Your Mind. We're chatting with North Dakota's Attorney General Wayne Stengen, taking your calls. And Mark in Grand Forks, you had a question on drugs in North Dakota as well. So I'm going to get your question and then let the Wayne answer, finish his answer on the same topic for the earlier caller. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes, Mr. Stengen, a number of times you've publicly talked about the organized crime that's been bringing drugs into western North Dakota. And I did speak to Heidi Heitkamp on May 31st of this year on a radio station in Grand Forks. I brought up, this is related to the drugs in North Dakota, I brought up the fact that there is compelling evidence that large banks are not being prosecuted for fraud, and she said that there are members of Congress who think these large banks are, quote-unquote, too big to prosecute, even though they launder drug money for drug cartels. And she did not qualify that by saying they allegedly launder money for drug cartels. So the lack of interest by bipartisan leaders and law enforcement individuals like yourself in this fact that large banks launder drug money and they're not prosecuted, that demonstrates to me we really are living in a country run by a criminal cartel that's made up of leaders of both political parties and law enforcement.
Well, I'm curious if the Attorney General believes that to be a credible...
Well, you know, I don't know about this, but I can just tell you that my own position would be is that anybody who violates the law needs to be prosecuted. Well, just following up on some of the information from the other caller, we know that there are organized criminal activity organizations in Western North Dakota, and they operate actually around the state. It's not just... in oil company, and we're working to prosecute them. You see that they're being arrested from time to time, and that's important that we do that. We'll continue to do so. It really is important that we have a federal, state, local presence. Last week, I was up in Watford City, in fact, with a group of federal prosecutors, along with local folks, talking about ways that we all can and need to work together with ICE and with the FBI. Even the IRS was there, and if any credible evidence comes to my attention that there are banks that are doing any of the things that this gentleman is alleging, I would like to know about it, and we'll take a look at it. Just some of the other things that the legislature had done, I want to mention as well. They provided $16.6 million for local law enforcement grants to local law enforcement agencies, who, by the way, have done a pretty remarkable job of stepping up themselves to hire additional officers, put more cops out on the street. And this funding has been awarded in two grant rounds already. And there's another $4 million available where those applications are due the middle of November. And of course, the legislature will come back. And as long as they're convinced that we've utilized those funds appropriately, I think that they will be more than willing to provide similar assistance next time.
And they've been stretched pretty thin. They've been doing a remarkable job. Jamie in Bismarck, what's on your mind for Attorney General Wayne Stengem?
Morning. My question's about concealed weapons permits. I sent in my renewal probably the first week in August, and I know you guys are behind, but it says 3 months. You should have it back within 3 months. So 19th is when mine expires. If it expires, am I going to be a felon because I'll be carrying concealed then if I don't get my...
Yeah, you have to have a license, so that's why we're trying to get into overdrive and get these licenses out just as soon as we feasibly can. And I thank you for mentioning that, you know, we're working as hard as we can. That's why I've got as many people as we can devote to getting up to speed on it. But you just can't understand what it's like when you go every day and there's 200-300 new applications every day. It is quite disconcerting, and they're working very, very hard. So if you want to send an email to info.nd.gov or info@ag.nd.gov, we can take a look at where you are.
Okay, good.
Hesitate to do that because I...
Here's my question on this. And the law says 60 days they need an answer, right? So what happens when the state violates its own law?
Yeah, I know. That's why I've indicated to BCI that it's absolutely critical that we get into that 60-day time frames. But at this point, it's just impossible to comply. But we're going to get there.
What are the chances of North Dakota ever having a constitutional carry law like Arizona or Vermont or Alaska, something like that?
Well, that's possible. You can certainly contact your state legislator. That's where that kind of thing has to originate. And if that's what they want to do, they certainly would have the authority to do it. There are a number of states that do exactly that.
Appreciate the call, Jamie. We unfortunately only have a minute left, and a couple of topics we didn't get to are, one is some lawsuits against the EPA you're working on, which is great, and also working on this list on protected places. So I guess what we're going to have to do is just find some more time on your schedule to have
you
back.
We will. You know, I think I've got about 14 lawsuits against the EPA, and we've had some success trying to rein them in as they attempt to take over what rightfully belongs as the authority of the state of North Dakota. And it's something that anybody in the energy industry, whether it's the coal industry or the oil and gas industry, ought to be very concerned about. So I'm happy to come on and talk about those.
Yeah, great. And just quickly on the list.
I got it. Scott, just so there's a new email address for us that I should mention. It's ndag@nd.gov.
ndag@nd.gov.
Right.
That's the best way to contact the Attorney General. Somebody asked earlier about and you wanted Jamie to send some information specifically on his situation. Right?
Yeah. Yep.
ndag@nd.gov. Great. We'll have you back soon to take some more calls.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Scott.
Have a great weekend. Attorney General Wayne Stengem, our guest. And Steve, we're out of time. We got to do it all over again Monday on What's On Your
Mind. Have a good weekend, y'all.
God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening to What's On Your Mind, and we'll see you Monday. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spru Seal of Approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.